Okay, so we're holding the beginning of Simen Lamed Daled. Apparently you've done everything else in between already, even though it's ahead of schedule. So Simen Lamed Daled, Sif Aleph. So we're going to talk about initially about Machlokes V'Ashim Rabbeinu Tam. So it says in the Mechaber, Seder Hanachosom Bebatim. So we know there are four parashiyas, Bein Betfilin Shal Yad, Bein Betfilin Shal Rosh. So there are four parashiyas which are written. Obviously, in the Shal Yad, they're written on one long klaf, and the Shal Rosh, they're written on four separate klafim, and they're put in the four different batim. The four parashiyas are Kadesh, two parashiyas at the end of parashiyas Boy, which is Kaddish Nikol Bachor, V'haya Kiviyecha, Shema, and V'hayim Shemaya. So those four parashas in Shel Yad are written on one klaf, and Shel Rosh four separate klafim. So the Machlokes is a Machlokes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Everyone knows there's two types of Tefillin, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. So what's the difference between the two? So the difference between the two are the Seder in which the parashiyas are arranged in the Shel Yad and the Shel Rosh. So obviously, when the Shel Yad is written on one long klaf, so it's written sequentially in one order according to Rashi, and according to Rabbeinu Tam on that one klaf in a different order, and in the Shel Rosh, so you've got the four separate parashiyas. So that obviously each klaf is the same, but the way you put it into the four compartments of the batim, it's going to be a different seder. So that's what we're going to discuss now. That machlekes. So the mechaber says seder nechosim bebatim. So the order of the placement of the klafim of the parashiyas bebatim in the batim of the tefillin. So the Rashi of the Rambam, according to Rashi and the Rambam, it goes as follows. So we're going to be looking at it from the perspective of the person putting on tefillin. So imagine that you're putting on tefillin, and think about your tefillin on your head, and you've obviously got, starting from the left, you've got 1, 2, 3, 4. So we're going to start from the left, and we're going to go towards the right, from the perspective of the wearer. So according to Rashi and the Rambam, you've got Kadesh, you've got the first Kadesh Li Kol B'chor on the left, Mismol HaBatim, Bebayis HaChitzon, in the very outer bias, the very outer compartment, the acharov, and after that, moving towards the right, you've got the parash of Kiviyavircho, which is also then parashas way directly after the parash of Kaddish. Then you've got the next bias, moving towards the right, the third one from the left, you've got Shema, Bavayis HaShlishi, Bavayim Shemoya, is Bavayis Revi, on the far right, bias is Bavayim Shemoya, which is the outer bias on the right hand side. So that is Shittas Rashi and Shittas HaRambam. The Rabbeinu Tam, and according to Rabbeinu Tam, the bias HaShlishi, so according to Rabbeinu Tam, again from the same perspective, so the first two are exactly the same. You've got Kaddish on the left and Vahayaki Yavircha following that. The difference comes, according to Rabbeinu Tam, in the next two. Whereas in Rashi you have Shema and then Bahayim Shemoya. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Bebayis HaShlishi is Bahayim Shemoya. Bebayis HaRevi, Shema Chitzoin, Shema. And according to the outer one, you have Shema. The Mechaber says, U'minag Ha'olam K'Rashi V'Rambam. The Minag Ha'olam is to wear Rashi and Rambam tefillin. Okay, so let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. I think he's going to explain the machlokes. I think so. Let's just have a look at it. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Siv Kodan Aleph. Say Dan Achosn. Da. Says the Mishnah Berurah. The Kula Almaim Hechlev Eizah Parasha. So this order, we have two shittas here. The order, however it is, Im Hechlev Eizah Parasha. If you switch the order and you put it in incorrectly, Shnasa Shloi Beveisa Miyuchad La. Psulin, right? It's absolutely positive, it's absolutely ma'akiv. The seder of the parashas here in the batim are ma'akiv, and if you switch it, then they're posel. after Yesh B'dala Parshias, but they have a batim, even though you've got four Parshias in four batim. Koshke, Nosan Shtei Parshias by Zechad and Avada, if you put two Parshias in one bias. I guess even if they're in the right order, but if you have two Parshias in one bias, on the Rosh, that's no good. Which means it comes out that Rashi's Tefillin Apostle according to Benetam, and Benetam's Tefillin Apostle according to Rashi. Hamei Niach, Tziv Kodem Beis, Hamei Niach V'afilu Im, Afilu Im, Hamei Niach Hu Ite, oh, so even, so this order which we gave was from left to right, from the perspective of the wearer. It says the Mishnah, it doesn't matter whether you're lefty or righty, even if you're left-handed, then we don't change the order. The we go according as Lina Basa Yumina Small the Alma, that's the Seder we go with. So everyone's tefillin exactly the same.
Would the Shel Yad, where they're written in different order but there's only one half of the bias,
yeah,
would the Rebbeinu Tam be possible to Rashi and Rashi to Rebbeinu Tam there as well?
Yeah. Because at the end of the day, in the if you're looking at the Klaf, then corner you've got the two parshas at the end there. Although it's switched. Rebbeinu Tam. Okay, so I don't actually think that the I don't know what I don't remember what the reason for Rebbeinu Tam. Rashi Shita is that the Seder which you have, the Seder that which we're given according to Rashi, is the Seder which you find them in the Torah, right? Kaddish V'Yirich are both in Parshas Poi. Shema is Parshas V'Eschonon, and V'Chaim Shema is Parshas Ekev, right? And Rebbeinu Tam switches those last two. Okay, Ziv Kodem Gimel. Rebbeinu Tam, Kasav HaPoskim, the Gam Rebbeinu Tam, Moedet B'in HaKsivos and Kaseide. Oh, so says says the Mishnah Berurah, that even Rebbeinu Tam, who says that the way you arrange them in the Tefillin is not like Rashi, but in respect to the way the Soif has to write the Parshiyos, Moedet B'in HaKsivos and Kaseide, Shein Kasuvim B'Torah. He's Moedet that you have to write them in the way that they're written in the Torah. Shukadesh, Vayvira, Shema, Vayim Shemoya. Ella de Polig, Arashi, Lin and Hanachoson, Bevatim. So the Machloikis is placing them in the Tefillin, but in terms of the writing, there has Halacha Mitzad Hilchus Ksivas HaKoidesh, that you're only supposed to write things in the Seder which are written in the Torah, you're not supposed to write things Shalaika Seder. So now, okay, that's very easy with Shel Rosh, because it means writing four separate klafim, so you write them Kaseda, and then you insert them Kadin, according to Benetan. But what about in the Shel Yad? The Yad, you're writing one long klaf, so that means you've got and the last two parshas Shema Mishmaya, you're writing you've got Chaim Shemaya and then Shema. So what are you supposed to do if you have to write a Kaseda? So says the Mishnah Berurah, "Vakena roite lichta tefillin adas benetam se yichta b'Shel Yad shein b'klaf echad kadosh v'hai ki yavircha." So first you write kadosh and v'hai ki yavircha. V'yaniach cholok, and you have to leave a space that's big enough to write the parasha of Vayim Shemoya. And then Vayichtav Shema, and then you write Shema on the fourth column. V'achar Vayichtav Vayim Shemoya. So then you fill in the gap of the third column, which is the Kaseda, is Vayim Shemoya. V'shal Rosh Yichtavim Arba Klafim Kaseda Mamish, and in the Shal Rosh you've got four different klafim, so you just write them. For Sebu Klafim, Visadim Bebatim, and then you arrange them in the Batim, according to Rebbeinu Tam, Kaddish Vaya Ki, Vahayim, and the Shema. Ole Inyan Dine Psuchois Sumois, but Tfilin Eichland, Leis Naik, Veladato, Kvabion, Leil, Mez Hashem, Simulam Abase, Shema Fim, and Fin have not done that. But I assume that he means that because if you're writing it in a different order, then the Shia of the Hefsekers between the different parts is going to be different. I don't know, I didn't have a chance to look that up. Karashi of Rambam. So the Minhag HaOlam is Karashi of Rambam. V'kasav Beis Yosef she'achroinim d'chein ikeh v'chein iskim agro b'biru. So the Beis Yosef says there's not just the Minhag HaOlam, but all the achroinim are maskim. The Rashi Shita is the ikeh pshat in the Gemara. Chein ma hiskim the gro. And that's why even those who wear Rebbeinu Tam, they wear, obviously, make the bracha. They make the brachas only on Shita's Rashi. Okay. I did see once a tshuva, I can't remember the details exactly, a tshuva from Moshe Sternbach, where he says that even though mitzad hilchasa, obviously Rashi is the ikar, Oh, but in terms of in Yonah, Nista, Benatam is beginning to where Benatam is in Yonim of Tikkunim in the upper Ilamos, meaning the people that we're wearing Benatam is two. He says, I think there's two days in why you wear Benatam. Some wear Benatam just because they choishes lehalacha for shittas Benatam, and some wear don't wear it just because they choishes lechumra lehalacha, but they hold that there is actually the tikkunim which can only be done mitzad the mitzvah, mitzad it's a, I think the lashon used there was an anaf. An anaf in the mitzvah is another oifen, it's not the ikke oifen of the kiyam of the mitzvah. Oh, but there's still an oifen of the kiyam of the mitzvah, which is shvishat zubayin atam, which it's al pi kabbalah is the kabbalim say one should be makayim. So okay, so this is Sif Beis. Yorei Shemayim, Yosef Yishneim. So it says the Mechaba, Yorei Shemayim, Yosef Yishneim, Yaseh Shnei Zugo is Tefillin. So Yorei Shemayim should actually be Mekayim both Shittas of Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. But Yaseh Shnei Zugo, so what should he do? So I think this, Hasidim don't do this, but I think there are Sfadim, this is the Sfadim, many Sfadim have followed the Minik, the Shittas of Mechaba, so this is what they do. So, we have two pairs of tefillin. So they wear both Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam at the same time. And they intend when they're putting on these tefillin. Kavanah is whichever one of these two pairs of tefillin is the correct pair according to halacha. And he is the chavasi. That's the pair which I wish to be makayim my chiyuv. The shayim kirutzuyos and the remainder. And the other pair, sorry, it's just like Rutsuyo is Ba'alma, which are just straps.
How can you put your tefillin? You can only be in one place. You can't have two pairs of tefillin on your forehead.
So you jumped the gun. So the Mechaba says the next one, the Mechaba, Ki mokem yesh barosh laniach shtei tefillin. There is in fact space for tefillin. So if you've got obviously very large, I think the Sfadim, if you notice, the Sfadim are where they have very, very small tefillin. You're wearing the Lubavitcher's wear, they're almost the king size tefillin, so then it's going to be very difficult. But if you're wearing very, very small tefillin, so then yeah, mark, that's the cloud from the Gemara. Makim yesh barosh aniach shtei tefillin v'chein bezorei, and also on the muscle of the arm. There's also
about the
Ritzus,
but you also put the
Ritzus. We're going to discuss. The Mishnah is going to. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. V'yaniach. Okay, there's a longer introduction in the Dirushu here. They've got a long note. But I think it's more negated to the next bit. There's going to be Inyan of Baal Tosef. There's a question here, Baal Tosef. That's one of the questions here. Why is there not an Issa Baal Tosef to wear two pairs of tefillin? Okay, let's see this first. V'anoyeg Kain laniach shnei zugos tefillin. So it says the Mishnah Berurah, if you have this minug to wear two pairs of tefillin, so this is what you should do. Yaniach shel Rashi lemato. So you should wear the pair of tefillin shel Rashi. And he's talking about the batim over here, not the straps. He's talking about the Rashi tefillin should be wearing lemato, letzad haponim, closer towards the face, toward the front of the forehead. So the ones which you cut, which I think it's fine to cover them up. I don't know. I haven't seen this brought down. Could be okay. We're going to see about covering the ritzuyos, and then I haven't seen mention covering the batim. But I think when they wear them, they cover. Actually, there's the one that's further back. So that the one at the back is the remainder time, and one the front is the ikka one is shittas Rashi. V'chein kosev harizal shachas techila shal Rashi. V'midein letzad the kotev. You should put first the Rashi pair, and then move them a little bit out of the way to the shoulder. V'achareiem shal remainder time. Sorry, talking about the shal yad over here. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Nehei. Shiachris Techila Sharashi, Yamidim Letzad HaKotev, Vacharayim Shabin Atam Letzad HaYad, Vashneim Ala Kiboyris. You could put the Shittas Rashi closer towards the Kotev, and the Benatam Letzad HaYad, Vashneim Ala Kiboyris. What does that mean? And both of them should be on the muscle. Kiboyris is the muscle. So the Rashi pair, and I think the Rashi is that what he's saying? The Rashi one is higher up towards the shoulder, meaning towards the on the upper part of the arm. And Rabbeinu Tam, the Tefillin Shel Yad of Rabbeinu Tam is lower down. And it comes to the Tefillin Shel Rosh, you have the Rashi Lamato, closer to the front of the head. Obviously, they both have to be in a place which is kosher for Hanachas Tefillin. But Ritzuya is the Rabbeinu Tam, Yemuchusa Tachas Ritzuya is the Rashi. So here you have to hide the Ritzuya of Rabbeinu Tam underneath the Ritzuya of Rashi. Now, they bring here the note, L'chayra, you may say, well, okay, this is a Chatzitza, L'chayra, between the Iker Ritzuya, which is Ritzuya of Rashi, and the skin because of the Rabbeinu Tam. So they say here, the Ramah said that there's only a din, either because there's only a din chatzitza by the actual tefillin themselves. By ritzuyos, there's no din chatzitza. And even if there would be, it says that it's still okay because it's min b'minoy, meaning they're both the same min. They both are, and therefore are b'or is not going to be a hefsuk. Okay, we look at fine. Okay, so that's the reason why it's okay. So you're supposed to cover them up, the betzuyos of Rashi. Shelo yizgal rak betzuyos to Rashi. Or tefillin le benetami yukatani betzuyin to Rashi. Oh, so here this is now another nekuda. So there's an inyan to have that the tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam are actually smaller than the tefillin of Rashi. I'm besefa kavanos tefillin perik yud beis. Mi sheminiach tefillin shayad shadas Rabbeinu Tam. A tefillin sharosh kadas Rashi. Rambam. So what happens if, let's say, a person's stuck, or let's say he's not stuck, let's talk about if he's not stuck at the moment. Let's say he puts on, maybe by mistake, he puts on Tefillin Shel Yad Ladas Rabbeinu Tam, and Tefillin Shel Rosh, which you're going Shel Rashi. So Ayah Yotze, Pazuk Shavus Yaakov, Chelik Aleph Simon Beis, Eina Yotze Liba Dukula Alma, so then you're not Yotze according to anybody, because you've not been Yotze Bein according to Rabbeinu Tam, according to Rashi. According to Rabbeinu Tam, you're missing your Shel Rosh, and according to Rashi, you're missing Shel Yad. I guess that means we haven't got any other choice. You can wear the Shel Yad of one, Shel Rosh of the other. Because anyway, you can anyway be Yotze with just, if you haven't got anything else to wear, then you put on just the one bias. He says, even if you've not got Rashis, and you've only got Rabbeinu Tams, you still don't make the bracha on Rabbeinu Tam. You can only make the bracha on. Truth is, he doesn't actually say that. He's talking about a case where you've got a Rashi. He's saying you should make the brachas on the Shel Rashi. If you wouldn't have Rashis at all, you'd only have Rabbeinu Tam. I don't know. But in this case, where you've only got Shel, you've got one of Rashi and one of Rabbeinu Tam. So the bracha you should make on the Shittas Rashi. V'im Shel Rosh nichtav alpidas Rashi, yesh niach Shel Rosh techila. So this is interesting. Obviously, we put on the Yad and we put on the Rosh. So why do we put on the Yad? So I can just remind myself here from the note. So why do we put on the Yad first? Because it says, first it says, Kshatun ois al yadecho, and then it says, Vayretotach ois beininecho. So we learn from that. First you put on the Yad, and then you put on the Shel Rosh. And when you're taking off, you take off first the Rosh, because it says, Vayretotach ois beininecho, which means, Vahayu, that they should be, it says, if Ahainu de Kolzman Shem Bein Einayim Einecha Yushtaim. Is that because of the Vahayu? I'm not sure. But anyway, that's the halacha. The halacha is that you have to take off the Rosh first. Because while you're wearing the Shel Rosh, then you have to be wearing a Shel Yad. You can wear a Yad without a Shel Rosh, but But ideally, not the other way around. So therefore, we take off the Rosh, and we leave the Yad on its own, but not the Shorosh on its own. Fine. So over here, you've got an interesting case, because according to Rashi, you're wearing Rashi's Shorosh, and you're wearing Ravina Tam's Shel Yad, and Ravina Tam's Shel Yad, according to Rashi, is Kamanda Lezidom. He's like, there's nothing there, like you're not wearing Tefillin. So in this instance, says the Mishnah Berurah, you should actually make the Brocha and put on the Shorosh first, and then put on the Shel Yad, and when you're taking them off, then there's no Kepeda about taking off the Shel Yad first. In effect, you guess you should take off the Yad first and then the Rosh, and guess leave the Rosh on as long as possible. So that's what he says. But come on, lo yivarech aloisa shenichtava piman again ukadas rashi rama vim sharosh nicht. Yeah, sorry. The im shal rosh nichtava, again at the end of this this sif kodan hey im shal rosh nichtava apidas rashi yesh taniach shal rosh techila. So you should put on the shal rosh first, like we said, because there's according to Rashi there is no shal yad here, because shechilet when you're taking off chilet shal yad techila, and leave the rosh on as long as possible. Okay. Shneim. So you're putting on two pairs of tefillin according to this psak of the mechaber. Shneim yachad aliyad. You put them both on the arm, vivarech, and you make the bracha. Vihad kein bevasachas. So you have to put them on, in like in the position where they're supposed to be, and then you're supposed to pull the straps of both of them at the same time, and make the bracha, and then tighten. Bodin b'sharosh kadesh tianochas shteim samoch labracha. In order that the putting on of the both of them should be samoch labracha. So we said you have to be mechaven, you should be mechaven to be yotze with the one which is correct according to halacha. But oysim shehem deloy yuchol lechaven b'shteyim b'eis ha'hiduk shemahadkan yachad l'shem tefillin tehava echad mehem ena tefillin. So you can't be mechaven that they should both be the shem tefillin because it's not correct. Only one of them is actually correct, only kedin according to halacha, and the other one not. So therefore you have to be mechaven that only one of them is the right pair. So in other words, we're discussing now why is it necessary to be mechaven? Just make the bracha and finished. Why do you have to? Why is it so necessary to be mechaven that only one of them is correct and the other one is just rutsuyos? Right? Why do you have to have that? It means you have to have a positive machshava. You're putting it on. I'm mechaven. One is correct and one is just leather ba'alma. So the first pshat here is just you can't be mechaven. It's just not. It's not emes. It's not emes to be mechaven for both of them that they're shem tefillin when one of the pairs is actually not correct according to halacha. But yesh oimim oid. But some say further than that. To yesh b'zeh mishum bal toisif. So some say that there is here an isav bal toisif al kol ponim ad rabbonon. Right.
So Rashi asks that Rabbeinu tefillin not
yes.
And Rabbeinu Tam, what did he hold?
He also held it.
He held it. And not from tefillin.
Yes.
It's a real.
Yeah.
Proper.
Yeah. Rabbeinu Tam held that his Rashi's pshat in the Gemara was not correct. So therefore, those not the tefillin which Chazal, the seder which Chazal were makabel, and Rashi says the opposite. There's actually two other opinions which we didn't even mention, which they bring over here on the previous Omud, which are basically the in terms of the Seder, it's the same. It's just they're switching the perspective. There's someone at the door. They switch the perspective, whereas we said always when we were looking at the Seder, we were working from the wearer. Left to right, and there's a switch on this side, on the right side, between Rashi and Ravina Tam. And I think there's another two shittas who hold, except do exactly the same thing, except you work from right to left. So that means you end up with working from this way. You've got Rashi, Kadesh Vayivicha Shema Vayim Shemoya, and according to the reverse of Ravina Tam, you've got Kadesh Vayivicha. Hayim Shemai and Kaddish. So those are the two other shittas. Yeah. So according to each one of these opinions, any other kind of tefillin is It is possible, and I think I learnt once that the Goin said there's actually more, even though they bring only four here, there's actually many more combinations than this that one can learn in the Gemara, and that's why one of the reasons why he holds that Shittas Rashi is the Ikka. He says if you try and be Makayim all the Shittas, then you'll be putting on Tefillin all morning. So that's why we put on the Ikka Shittas Rashi, and that's what we do. And I guess we'll talk about it later, but Ikka Minig Ashkenaz at least is obviously not to be machmir and not to put on Rabbeinu Tam's. But where were we? It's just there was one, there was a bit of halacha earlier who says that if you, obviously he says the same in his poshet, he says, he starts off saying that if you've got a tefillin shell, you haven't got a shell yad, and you've got two shell roshes, so you'll put an or over the shell rosh to join it like into one bias. I think you learned about that already. So obviously again there, Avada, if you've got a shinui in the Seder, then that's going to be a problem. And the same thing is, if you got a shel yad with one bias, and you have four separate klafim. So he says, the chayra, that again, even though they're sitting, normally shel yad, it's one long klaf. So any shinui in the Seder, any change in that order is absolutely clear. What happens if you've got a shel yad and you've got four klafim and you put the four klafim in that one bias? So is that the same kpeda on the seder or not? So he says l'chayra hu adin. He says mistoma, you've got the same kpeda that you have to put it in when you're sliding them into the shel yad. You have to make sure you put them in kseder. But then he says maybe it's not so nika because it's anyway in one bias, and at the end of the day it's not written a one long klaf, so there's no problem. Okay, so let's just do 1 minute of the next question. But Alma, let's just do another. We've got a minute or two. She'll see the next. We'll start the next. Sivkodin Ches. She's supposed to be mechaven that they have ritzus ba Alma. Shahar mimonav shach echad men posel. It's like we just said that. Very many times tefillin apostle according to Rashi and vice versa. Kanabasiv called an aleph. But the dafke bezeh ain't over bal toisif. So through this you can avoid being over and bal toisif. Sheish bezeh shtayim lemal yusa. So if you do this, then you've got two plus points to avoid not being over and bal toisif. Echad, number one, sheechad ben apostle. One of them is anyway apostle. Number two, that each pair of tefillin is not connected, right? What do I mean? What happens if you wear two pairs? In other words, we said 2 points. Number one, one of them is posel. Number two, they're not joined. But if you were to take two pairs of Rashi tefillin and put on two pairs of Rashi tefillin, they're both kosher. Or alternatively, shatfillin shal rosh. Also, or you join them together, you know that you're not wearing two pairs, but you're wearing one pair, and you add on it an extra bias with an extra parsha. You made it like this, you made four. If you were to do that, you have a bal toisif. But the way the Mechaber says to do it, by wearing, when you're wearing Rashi's and you're wearing the Tams, so. Like we said, if as long as you're mechaven, yeah, this is according to this shita, it's actually crucial when you're putting on these tefillin to make sure you're not, while you're trying to become a mitzvah, you're not actually over on an isa, you're not over in bal toisif, to be mechaven, one of these pairs is possible. I'm not wearing these both because I want to be mechaven mitzvah twice, I want to be mechaven the mitzvah once, I just don't know what's the right pair, and that way you can avoid being over in bal toisif.